just on both ends of the floor. What did you see from the team? Deuce had said yesterday about backs to the wall kind of stuff. Did you kind of feel that today?
This Gatorade still good, man. Yeah, I thought we did a great job coming out with more tenacity, more desperation, I think is the proper word. And our team did a great job of just weathering the storms and being the ones to initiate physicality today. That's a great team over there, very well coached team. So we understood that in a pivotal game like tonight, we needed to be our best. But we not only met the challenge, but we exceeded the expectation in the moment. And that's what you expect a team that has experience like us.
Carl, kind of seemed like you were just making every right read, pumping, driving to the hoop, or facilitating from the elbow, whatever it was. Like, do you feel like you can get in the decision-making hot streak? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I thought today, good observation. I think that the difference between me today than other days, and I felt like a good job playmaking the series of, was instead of trying to lead people to a spot, I just passed it to where they were and let them make the decision. And I thought that helped me a lot today, getting my teammates the ball earlier and allowing them to make a decision and kind of, you know, convert on those plays. So just being aggressive in playmaking and, you know, trying to be playing quarterback at those spots when I got the ball.
Carl, so much of the conversation around the Knicks when you guys lose is how much or how little you are utilized. So coming into today, was it an emphasis of yours, or did it come from the coaching staff that you were going to be a hub offensively and be able to make decisions? Where did that adjustment come from? Did that game plan, or did you see that?
I don't know. I just feel like opportunities presented themselves, and my teammates, you know, made it happen today. They made great cuts and allowed me to make those plays you guys are talking about and play make. So a shout out to my teammates making great moves to the basket and allowing me to utilize my skill.
Carl, I think Josh started out a lot on CJ.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, like, how little you guys in that first quarter, when it was important for you guys to start out strong.
I mean, Josh was special. I think everybody was special. And honestly, too, you know, shout out to Mikhail. I mean, he did a great job of getting us going early. And that spark that was needed. And, who knows where our team would be tonight if it wasn't for him bringing that kind of spark early in the game. He got us going, he got us understanding, his tenacity, being able to play with, and kind of throw that momentum throughout the rest of the game.
You talked about that tenacity, and talked about that tenacity and then sense of desperation you guys played with. How do you bottle that up and continue it, you know, now that you're no longer behind in the series?
I mean, experience teaches you a lot. Just because we won one game, you know, playoffs is always, you win a game, you're the best team in the world, highs to highs. You know, when you lose, you're low, the worst team ever. So just staying on the way and being in that middle ground and just consistently trying to find ways to get better and improve as the series goes along. You know, next game is going to be the most important game, the most desperation we need to present to the fans and to ourselves. And it's going to be important for us to protect home court, with, especially with our fans and our home.
Okay, speaking of the fans, could you feel the Knicks fans tonight? The atmosphere?
Knicks fans travel all around the world. You know, it's even more special. I already knew how special the Knicks fans were from last year, but to be going to Abu Dhabi in preseason and see the place, the stadium packed with Knicks fans is crazy. So they travel around the world. They bring us so much love and energy and just passion that you would just feel that kind of passion in the building. And it helps us feel like every game we play, no matter if it's away or in Abu Dhabi around the world, it's a home game.
One question for each of y'all, starting with OG. Just first, what did you like about the team's response after those two tough losses that you guys came along?
Just our intensity. You know, we came out with Rizzo from the start. We got stops, and then right on offense, moved the ball. Guys were hitting shots, and it's just the energy was really infectious.
No. And then Kat, just with all the assists, I'm wondering what's the feeling for you when you're able to find somebody with one of those passes and they're able to convert, and then you start to look up and you see the assist count going 1, 2, 4, 6, 10.
I mean, I don't know about for that, but you know, just to see my teammates being special and to
OJ, can you talk about what it's like to play with a guy like that who's able to see you when you're moving, maybe read where you're going and get you in those places time after time?
He's a special talent, you know. He can do it all. And I know if I get open, he'll find me. No matter how tight the window is, he's going to find me. And, you know, it's amazing playing with a player like that.
Kat, as you guys head back to New York for game five, every game, of course, has presented a new challenge. What do you think will be some keys to game five to coming out with a victory?
I mean, we got to exceed the desperation and intensity we have today. You know, it's going to be very important for us to execute even at a higher level. They're going to make adjustments. They got a great coaching staff over there, a great head coach, you know. They're going to make adjustments. They're going to come back with an even better game plan, and we have to be able to counteract that game plan. So these 2 days are going to be very important.
Kat, you're having Magic Johnson as your like inspiration. I know that's going to be like where your number is. These are the kind of performances maybe you practice and really honed in on just because the playmaking ability that he has and the stuff that you showed today?
It's like you said, he's been a big inspiration in my life. And to be able to have this moment is great, but it's more important that to be able to have this moment with his team, my teammates and brothers in this locker room, it means a lot. And, you know, like Magic, I always talk about impacting him, and to be able to amplify my teammates is one of the greatest honors I got.
All right, we're going to do one more Kat, and then two more OJ.
Dad, I know you're in the middle of a tough playoff series, but your good friend Nikhil was awarded most improved player yesterday. Just wondering if you had some thoughts and comments on that, knowing you played with him, of course, in Minnesota.
I mean, Nikhil is special. I've always known how special Nikhil was, and to be able to see a team welcome, you know, his talent and allow him to use all of his talent and feel at home, it's really special. And, you know, obviously, honored that I was able to play with him in Minnesota, and that the world was able to get a glimpse of what he could do and the impact he would make on the team, especially in the playoffs. But for him to be here, to be welcomed by the fans, by the organization, and allow him to be him at a full picture is something special. He's an amazing player, even better person, an amazing family. He's an amazing father. Been able to see that firsthand. It's one of the biggest honors I've ever had in my life. So shout out to him. He deserves that award. And he's worked his whole entire life to prove to the fans of the NBA and to not only that, to himself, that he is truly the player he thinks he is. And I've always told him and I've always known that the player that he thinks he is exactly who he is, but even more. And I'm so happy that award shows all the work that he's put in and all the trials and tribulations he's went through to get to this point was worth it.
Alright, thanks Captain.
OG, we all see your shooting, obviously you're shooting at a very high level, but I'm just curious, the rebounding numbers have been very high this series. Is that a concerted effort by you to do more there, or is it just happenstance?
It's a team effort, for sure. We want to control the boards, and then just depending on who I'm guarding, when I'm on the perimeter, sometimes it's harder to get rebounds. I'm making an emphasis on coming in, crashing the boards, helping the team finish possessions.
But OG, just with you know, your shooting the last couple of games, what have you liked about the looks that you're getting?
Just shooting without I'm tested, I'm block tested. You know, I work very hard on my game, so I always think it's going in.
OG, Josh has been...
Last one, guys.
Josh has been especially aggressive and especially good kind of point of attack in the series, whether it's CJ, whether it's Jalen Johnson. A lot of the time, you're like the low man in that situation. When he's that aggressive and that successful, being aggressive with the point of attack, how does that affect the way that you operate on the back end?
It makes it easier because it gives me more time to rotate towards the rim and then also make a read on if he's going to pick up his dribble, like when the ball is going to pick up his dribble. He's going to the rim like full speed, but Josh is pressuring him. So it just makes it easier what to do. And, you know, like you said, he's doing an amazing job being physical, getting into the ball, speeding guys up, and that's what he does.
All right, guys. Thank you. All right.